Итак, нашим семинаром называется работа.
So, our workshop is the topic of our workshop is working in the ten, with the ten, in accordance with the structure of the spiritual world. The ten is a precise reflection of the spiritual structures in our world. They're all built according to the principle of the ten. Therefore, we unite into a ten, ten people in a circle. At the same time, we need to be absolutely equal. What does it mean to be absolutely equal? We don't know. The difference is achieved when every one of us lowers himself with respect to everyone else, because he feels himself the lowest with respect to others, and he listens to what they say, he absorbs what they say. On the other hand, he needs to feel that he's higher, greater than everyone else, and that he can evoke in them a greater aspiration towards the goal. So in this way, by perceiving his friends as greater than him, as he's lower than they are, and then bigger than they are, we come to find this golden middle of equality amongst ourselves. We never argue, we never object. We always accept the opinions of the other nine people. I don't even compare their opinion to what I'm thinking, whether it's correct or incorrect. I have no criticism when I hear the opinion of my friend. I fully agree with what he says, no matter what he may spew. As a result of this discussion between us, it actually doesn't even really matter what we're talking about. But if we desire to feel something, a common shared desire at the center of the group, a shared mutual thought, this mutuality, unity, the kind of unity that in it we would start to feel something higher between us, something deeper, something that exists there, and thanks to our efforts towards unity manifesting there, it is that higher substance that exists in nature. Only we reveal it thanks to our integrality, thanks to our mutual unification against the ego. And this is why we manifest this force of nature, quality of nature. We want it to manifest between us. We want to feel it, and we can do it. I'm being very serious when I say this. Try to answer questions with your feelings rather than with your mind. You're all very smart, you've studied for a long time, but no one needs any of that. Try to express everything through your kli, and the kli is the desire. First question. Why is the goal of creation phrased as, why is the goal of creation indicated or given as the instruction to please the Creator? Why is the goal of creation given as the instruction to please the Creator?
Well, I guess I'll start. It's very difficult to do if I'm speaking from reason, from feeling and not reason. Because without hearing the opinion of the friends, it's hard to tune yourself. So I'll try to do it. Mm. I can't really answer. I'll pass the mic to Irganat.
If we speak from this feeling, we need to have this desire to be similar to him, to adhere to him, to be as one with him, and then with the matter of pleasing the Creator, in reality, I don't know what that is. I want to receive something from him, that's all I know, and I suspect that he wants to receive something from me as well. But pleasing the Creator, it stems from something greater, something higher than my receiving Kalim. Let's continue, maybe we'll find the answer together.
We understand that delight is that height of the delighting the Creator is that height of the thing that we aspire to at the most. And there can't be any other stages between that. We always have to intend to achieve maximal bestowal from our essence. That maximal playing that role which the Creator made for us in order to please Him.
To please the Creator, it's probably to please the friends, because for me, the Creator is the group, those nine friends, nine chavarim, that I need to care for. I need to care for them in my heart. And of course, with my actions, I need to also inspire them. But if you cancel yourself, if you stop caring for yourself and start caring for the group or the friends, then there's no point to care for yourself, because if every friend cares for the other nine, that is essentially what we need. It is that state, state of feeling that we had in, with the 10 every minute. When you know, when you miss your minute, you feel this anger, and you feel upset. And when the next hour begins, when you begin the next hour, there is this feeling of trepidation. You're afraid of missing it, and you keep the intention for longer, much longer.
The goal of creation is to please the Creator. If we consider life, why we came into being, why we're pressed into such a way where we can't find the reason for everything, we begin to realize that it all came from above, that the Creator created us. And we want to become like Him. But since the Creator only pleases and can only give good, for the creature to become like Him, it must also please the Creator. And that's why I think we have such a goal, is to please the Creator and to become like Him.
Yes, this desire to receive is made from the absolutely opposite qualities, and this is what I have. Meaning, I need to unite with the friends to become one with them internally, and as one, we would be able to become similar to the Creator, to acquire His qualities, and only with our unity can we please Him.
The quality of equivalence of form, in order to know Him, we have to become like Him. In order to know the Creator, we have to become perfect, eternal. We have to become like Him.
The Creator is the quality of bestowal which created us in order to please us, to give us, fulfill us with pleasure. But you can only fulfill someone with pleasure if he is similar to you, who can accept your love, who can understand you. That is why, and the goal, it's as if it's flipped in order for him to please me, I need to learn to please him.
How can I delight a child, a son or a grandson? I need to become small like him, to play by his rules, his childish rules, to stand on one level with him, understanding one another. By that, I will please him.
The Creator created the creatures, and the Creator is the quality of bestowal, and He's created something opposite, the quality of reception. And this quality of reception cannot change its nature and be like bestowal, but in order to receive, we can become similar to Him, which we can only do in the intention. So those actions that we do with the intention to bestow to the Creator, every time a person needs to measure the intention of his action. If my intention is aimed at the Creator, then to that extent, he can actualize it. Everything that comes from the ego, that's just pure reception, and he cannot be equivalent in his intention. We can only be equivalent, similar within the intention. This is why it is written that it's the Creator's pleasure. The Creator bestows, and just as a parent is willing to bestow to his beloved child, he is doubly happy when the child realizes that he receives this, and when he understands how the Creator, his beloved Father, is happy, is pleased. This is why we need to become equivalent in our intention to bestow.
We need to make that first step in faith above reason in order to, for actions in unity, we have to become like the Creator. First of all, blindly. And then the answer in reaction will have the Creator enter a dialogue with us and not release us in a sense of dissense. As separate from the friends and of all the group. And hopefully he'll teach us and see that the soul of a person will teach him. We just need to make that first step and close our eyes and throw him into friends, throw ourselves off like off a cliff into the friends.
Why is the goal of creation to please the Creator? Well, it was already mentioned that the goal is the quality of bestowal. So it follows that we're always striving towards bestowal over reception, and as a result, we get two forces which we can with which we can work towards the Creator.
We see everything on the height of the spiritual world, and there's nothing except the task of pleasing, of delighting, and the Creator, having created this thought of creating the creature, he put into it the notion that the creature must bestow. The soul was shattered in order for us to return and come once again to bestow.
So, our goal is to become equivalent in form to the Creator. That's our objective. And this objective is reached when we acquire the ability to please Him. As we develop this ability, we begin to feel how He fills us with pleasure, how He pleases us. So our pleasure is lies, or rather, our pleasure is his pleasure, and his pleasure is our pleasure. That's equivalence of form. We can control whether we're pleasing him or pleasing us in our qualities, in our ego. So for us, the goal is instead of fulfilling ourselves, pleasing ourselves, it's to please him. This is how, and this is how we control our state. Next question. If we knew our ego well, if we were very familiar with it, it would follow that by inversing it, we would be able to attain the Creator. So what differentiates the ego from the Creator? Well, what differentiates, they say that there is only the ego and the Creator, two opposite states, the quality of reception and the quality of bestowal. What is their difference? What is the difference between them? What? Well,
since the ego is opposite to the Creator, if the Creator is a bestowal and he's a reception, then egoism is also the Creator. Everything that's given is given specifically through the egoism and the Creator. So receiving and understanding that there's none else besides him and everything that he gives, he gives everything only in order to reveal that quality of bestowal.
There was an interesting word there, inversion. I would like to... Okay, so what's the difference? I think that only in the size of the kli, if the ego is zero, or whoever may have, whatever their level may be, and the Creator is absolute revelation, the maximum size of the kli that we can fulfill.
I would add, perhaps, that this is something that's completely... don't understand that it's something outside of the context of what is given.
The ego and the Creator, it's both with respect to man.
Egoism is absolute, the second and opposite part of the Creator. Creator created a desire, made an imprint in him, sort of stamped himself into it. And the opposition is in that as soon as the egoism becomes fulfilled, an egoistic desire, then it becomes extinguished. That after that there's no end, there's no progress. But we have to understand that egoism is the absolute opposite of the Creator, and we can use that to understand the Creator himself.
I will add that I had this thought that the ego and the Creator, the Creator doesn't even feel himself existing like by in and of itself, but the creature can feel itself existing as that it's created.
How is the ego different than the Creator? I would say that by the direction, egoism is directed on itself, but altruism, the quality of the Creator, is directed outward. In our manifestation, this is intention. So it's either intention for ourselves or intention for the sake of bestowal. So we can feel the whole world by being in the Creator.
What's the difference between the ego and the quality of bestowal? In order to answer this, I need to be in the quality of bestowal. and to be able to see the truth and in its fullness. But if a person doesn't exist in this quality of bestowal, he can play as if he is. To play in the quality of bestowal, it means to delve deep into oneself and to look for this quality within himself during or over the course of our Congress. Where is it hidden? Or he can disconnect from himself completely and to enter the friends and to think about them and to participate in every action with them and to focus your attention fully on them. And they're like on an elevator, as the Kabbalists write, they need to drag me out, pull me out of this quality into bestowal, and then I'll know for sure what the difference between these two qualities are.
If egoism is opposite to the Creator, is it possible to receive the upper world by inverting our own world inside out? Is the question clear? If our world is egoism, we turn it inside out, we would get the upper altruistic world, the quality of the soul instead of reception. Or will that not work? It's a trick question. Yes, please. But try to reveal it in the center of the group and not in your brains.
There is our world that is essentially absolutely egoistic, and we don't need to look for the Creator there. We can simply invert it. So can we invert our world and, so to speak, replace all the minuses for pluses? Can we end up with an analogous spiritual world? I think that if this were to happen, this mechanism would not work here whatsoever, because our world is created, if we can even view it as such. There is this. We can look at it like this. There is one field called the Creator, which fills with itself the entire universe, and our world is only created in order to begin to feel this field, to understand where you are, and you can only start to sense this field with different ranges of feeling, different intentions and aspirations, and by understanding the goal and the start, the beginning of this path, will we understand that we only have one path towards to spirituality?
Our world is not an egoistic world. Our world is less than the world of the dead. In our world, there is no punishment, no pardon. If we invert our world, then it won't work to pass from egoism to altruism. Only being in the spiritual world, where there is true egoism, there you can invert it, and by correcting that ego in our physical body here, lower than the world, lower than the dead world, being in the spiritual world and working with two lines of right and left, that by correcting the left line with the help of the right, and so we would come to perfection, to the Creator.
Repeat the question. Can we attain the Creator by inverting this world? This image of inverting the world, the universe, it's a little scary. But I heard that this is purely a psychological problem. I can, just as I receive pleasure from reception when I drink and eat, I can receive pleasure from bestowal. The question is, How the question is in making that inversion, with the intention.
Yes, apparently we can't reach that world by inverting it. The simplest answer is, shouted from the place, you can't. That's the answer. No, not because it's illusionary, not because it's egoistic, but because you can't have a plus without a minus and a minus without a plus. Here, we call it faith above reason. That it's faith above, going above egos. I'm not rejecting it, but floating above it. It's like the Creator took something and imprinted himself, just imprinted himself. He made his opposite form. It's egoistic, but we have to form the opposite. It's like we're floating along. You know, like floating along on a floater going along the top of a wave, and that's how we have to float along in faith above reason. This means the quality of bestowal above the quality of reception. It's printed in our egoism, but we have to go above it all the time. So you can't invert it. No, we have to keep using our egoism. You can't have anything without having two opposing qualities, action and reaction. And between them, there's a measurement. So we can't invert our world only by this method. So why? What am I bringing you towards all the time? Two, being together with us in Kabbalistic laws. Next, what question can I give you? Maybe... And there's none else besides him. What is the connection with the Creator, adhesion with the Creator? Why is there's none else besides him attained in adhesion with him? Why is there's none else besides him attained specifically with him, in adhesion with him? If we can only do it in opposing qualities, how do I measure there's none else besides him? Apparently I measure it with respect to some other absolute. Is that right? So why is there's none else besides him attained in adhesion with him? Everybody just add one word, half a phrase, just add to one another and you'll find the answer. Why is there's none else besides him? Why is it attained in adhesion with him?
Infinite sensation, infinite fulfillment, infinite knowledge, infinite wisdom. I give him the sensation that there is none beside him.
When I observe the whole world as being the world of the Creator, that when any action I perform is egoistic, and then only the light can correct that, and understanding that I'm a point, but everything else, but connecting into the world of the Creator, you can do whatever you want with me, but bring me to the goal.
adhesion with him, as I understand it, it's when I'm alone, I will never feel the Creator or see him or understand him. Only by uniting with the group as a tiny portion, tiny soul with all of you, do I attain the Creator.
The Creator toys with us as with a child, plays with us. He says that everything that is given from him. Everything that happens with us, we have to practically come to this and become like our parents and attain their qualities, and by that we'll be able to understand what exactly what was the idea of all this whole story.
The biggest fulfillment is I feel, and the greatest knowledge is when I feel eternity, when I connect with the Creator.
Annulling myself, I adhere to Him.
I don't know what the Creator is. I don't know that there is else beside Him. Only through the friends, my friends, can I come to know Him. Through the friends that there isn't else beside him, when I find contact with them.
Well, the Kabbalists tell us that there are 125 steps in the spiritual world, and each time ascending by one step, I need to become like that step. And when we're like it, then by that we adhere to the Creator in that way.
As the Kabbalists say, I'm always in teaching with the Creator, but I move from not being aware of it to full awareness through my friends. To understand it, you need to be in it. To feel this adhesion, this sensation is so far at the top of the pyramid that when you look at the spiritual root, you see that there is nothing else there. There is just that one point, the Creator's point, the spiritual point.
So if you consider that point being, my point being part of the Creator, and of course, there's none else besides Him.
If I develop this point further, then it's just me and Him. We sit here together, and it's also Him. I don't know. It's the understanding, the being aware of this ego that's trying to push us into a corner, to show us that only by canceling the ego can we merge with the Creator.
Correctly formed 10, which is able to equalize its form, it reveals that there's none else besides Him, and being entirely like Him, it becomes adhered to Him.
The attainment is not contact, it's not. It's only adhesion.
Only by adhering with Him as one can we please Him.
I want to add about the group, that only in the group can I learn what it is. There's no else beside Him. When the group is fully united as one and everyone is responsible for one another, then you will see this quality. There's no else beside Him.
Well, if we see that, if we look at the law that there's none else besides Him, then in every action we justify Him. And we need to become like this force, verse was told, and hold our intention.
I am a magnet by myself, individually, and inverted between, and that's, and the Creator is also a magnet, too. There is a rejection between us, but the group is, because it plays a game in a state that we're not. When I find myself in a group and I interact with them and I work with them, I fall under the system of the upper light, which influences, which lives in this group.
So, when I'm not in my sensations, I'm in the sensations of the upper.
So, there is no beside him. I attain in adhesion with him, because that is when I attain my maximum ego. It is precisely thanks to this maximum ego can I assert that there is none else besides him who has created this ego. Only then can I understand. I reach a point of creation, of birth of my ego. That is why this is the end point in my attainment. And I assert that there is none else beside him other who could have created my ego, or who has created my ego, meaning me. And everything that I attain in this ego, naturally, it's the system of all the worlds and all the things that exist. Next question. How do I transfer my joys and pains from myself onto the Creator? Meaning to stop worrying them, stressing over them. Who am I? Why am I? I don't exist. As we say about the Binah, it's Chafetz Chesed. Meaning, it doesn't think about it. She doesn't think about herself. Like a mother towards her children, she doesn't think about her kids, about herself, only thinks about her kids. So how do I transfer joys, pains, everything that I have, everything? So all that would be left is the action that I perform. Like mother with respect to the child, how do I transfer it from myself to the Creator?
I think that it's possible if we begin to be concerned for one another. If I'm concerned for others, then I lose the need to worry about myself.
I think that the analogy between of a mother and child, mother feels that the child is part of her. As soon as we begin, as soon as we feel that we and the Creator are a single whole, parts of a single whole, indivisible whole, then all of our concerns, or all of the Creator's concerns, will be reflected in us and ours in Him.
If I perceive this world as if it's illusory, and this world is for the Creator, then I accept His game completely. I agree with Him, with His rules. And only that way. That way.
It's simple. We think simply just need to exit ourselves and look at ourselves from the side on all our stages of development, of our animate stages. And a human needs to ascend to the next degree, and then all of these problems will leave.
You need the group to remind you that there's none else besides Him.
Just as in our world, there is no freedom of will. Everything comes from the Creator. Reward and punishment all comes from Him. Therefore, to relax.
Egoism develops along the path of suffering. Ego on its own advances by enjoying, by receiving what it expected. And if you pull out $50 instead of 50 cents, that's also called suffering, when you were expecting 50 cents. And when you feel that the Creator brought you, directed you in order to, for you to pay attention to Him, that this is Him searching for you, that He's calling you, that every moment in your egoism becomes joy because you search for the Creator.
In order to transfer all joys and pains to the, from yourself to the Creator, the main thing is to cancel yourself before the Creator, and then everything that is done for the Creator.
How do I annul all this pain that you feel and to transfer them to the Creator? If a regular person was asked about, was asking us, what can we say then? You can say, "Welcome to our system. You can join us, and you will change." But what can you suggest to a friend that's already on the path? You can remind him, because we're studying this all the time, and we can remind ourselves to try to not forget to talk about it all the time, to keep it up in the air. So that here in the seminar, if we receive this information, then we have to support it and push it forward.
We go through many states, and it's impossible to describe them all, but if we're on the path, we attend the morning lesson, we attend the Shvat Havarim, and we try to unite.
I'll try to answer the question from the other side, that if we don't have joy for myself, and I have suffering, and then all these sufferings and questions in one single kli, then this is a sign that we are already in adhesion, transferring these emotional things into a common field of the Creator. This is like an indicator.
The question really is simple, with the help of the group, meaning you cannot transfer from yourself to the Creator if not with this station in between where I transfer all my joys and pains to the group. I have contact, and I'm interdependent with them, and I can work out all of my experiences, my sensations with them, thinking of how do I turn it so that it's to their benefit rather than to my benefit. And then the Creator is revealed in the group, because the Creator himself is a force that needs to be manifested, needs to be revealed in a certain host, and in the material. And the group is that material within which the Creator is manifested. So the group is that host in which the Creator will gradually reveal himself. Only in the group can I transfer all my joys and pains from myself onto something that's outside of myself. Outside of myself, there's only the friends or the Creator, which is the same thing. And now, last question. And management, I apologize. Administrator, the question is, how do we, starting from this moment on, always see the friends around me or those around me as the Creator's shade, his shadow? How do we always look at the world in this way, or at least on what we see here in these days of the Congress when we're together? How do we see ourselves at all times as existing in the Creator's theater? He activates us, he moves us. I'm being seen and being heard, or someone fell asleep, someone else did that. How can I, with the help of my feelings, my connections with others, always strengthen myself to the thought that this is all being presented to me by the Creator, meaning the Creator, this a great director, stands behind everything, the Creator. Stage director. How can I find a connection with him through everything that happens? How do I relate to everyone that this is happening to, and to see the Creator through them? You have a few minutes. That's all we have.
I think the sensation of a theater can be felt by an animal existing in the material world, with its spiritual part being in a different place. If we divide our sensations, our spirituality, then that spiritual spark will see, we'll be looking at that animal that's observing the theater.
Maybe we can try to identify ourselves with the body, that everything is the career.
I look at myself from the side, looking after my body, what the influence of the Creator is on me, and in this way, by playing with Him, then receiving everything with a smile, I understand why He did it, and then everything will seem like it's from the Creator.
I think that we need to invest in the friends for them to always have this thought, there's no else beside Him. And so there wouldn't be anything in a way to remember this.
The whole world is a theater, and everybody in it is an actor. Everything that happens in this world, we need to see the revelation of the Creator in all everything.
It's important to thank Him, to be grateful that He stands behind everyone and says, I really, really want all of you to reveal me.
First article of the Shemati, there's none else besides Him.
To be in the group and to see all the friends in the group as the greatest of the generation and to realize that they're all already united. It's me who's not united with them.
To be in this world, like, and between the friends, and realize your nature, and run so that each would realize themselves as good and respectable members of our society, and to create the right connections between people. And it doesn't matter, you know, what somebody looks like or how they act. It's all coming from the Creator. And spirituality is higher than that.
Put discipline throughout the day and always remind yourself that there is the group, there is something more important. And for this to be literally in the background, like in the air, the importance of it.
I'll continue the thought that if we will all the time be in spirituality, then in any case, sooner or later, we'll feel our material, simple, banal, material world, and being in spiritual group and feeling this interaction with the light, then we'll feel that we're just, you know, just observers. Faith above reason.
Faith above reason. That's basically it. That's the answer to this question, because knowing that...
Поймешь потом, просто сказать, попробуй исполнить, мы держим тебя. Творец, мы Рассказать о своей.